Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Welcome once again to Conversations with B and Rob. What's up? This is B.
This is Rob. What's going on?
We hope everyone had a marvelous week. I know I did. What about you, Rob?
TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, I tell you.
You know, and if you're new to the show, let me tell you, on Fridays, we're usually even more relaxed. We try to do our serious shows on Mondays and more relaxed shows on Fridays. So it's Friday, and I know I'm crunk already. I have my buddy, my friend, E&J.
I do, too.
You know, and along with E&J tonight, you know, I had to give up on the beer tonight, Rob, because of the gas that it gives me. So tonight I have a lovely glass of Cabernet Sauvignon accompanying the shot of E&J that I have here. So, you know, we're loose, we're live, and tonight, you guys, is our very first ever Conversations with B and Rob Poetry Night. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm hella excited. I may not sound that because I got a buzz going on right now because of this E&J, but I am.
All right.
And I've got some wonderful poets lined up for us that are coming on. And then I am going to grace you guys. I'm going to read a couple of my joints, you know.
Yay.
Because I had a couple of people was like, ooh, that parallel universe, you need to read that. You know, and I was waiting on my boy Lou. I'm going to have to just take out the pimp hand on Lou because he's supposed to send me a cut so I can have that music, you know, that spoken word type music going with it. Mm-hmm. So I can be like, yeah, you know, like. So we're just kicking it again. Welcome, everyone. Oh, let me put the chat room so I can see it, to Conversations with B and Rob. Hey, Ed. Ed is a faithful listener. I see Ed all the time. Thanks for coming in, man.
Ed, you got any poetry you want to grace us with?
You know, if you just want to put it on, you want to type it in, we can read it off the chat room as well. We'll type it in, you know. So if you got, even if you got a little ditty, guess who I got coming? He's promised me he's coming. My big brother, Paul.
All right.
So, you know, he likes Sydney. That's the fool. There's no telling what may come out of his mouth. Yeah, there's no telling what may come out of his mouth. Okay, I got a caller coming up in another minute or so.
All right.
And let me put this up. And I hope I don't miss her. She's going to call. She's calling from California, one of my new MySpace friends named Chris. And not to get on, because we're going to do a whole show on that article that I've been undercover on, Rob, you know, about appearances and perceptions. But Chris is one of the people that was a part of that experiment unbeknownst to her. But after she found out, she was still cool with it, and she's, you know, happy to share any of her experiences about, you know, that topic. So we'll get into that. But, you know, she's coming on, and she's excited, and she's got some beautiful poems she's going to read for us. And I might have to refresh the switchboard in a minute, but I'm going to start out. Hold on, let me sip my red wine. All right. I'm going to start out with one of my latest poems that I wrote that a lot of people love, and it's called, and it's very fitting, I guess, at this point in time, Robin, huh?
Come on, let's get it.
You know, and it's called Undercover Hater, so, you know. And you know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it because I told everybody, you know, I want them to tell us a little bit about what inspired the poem. And what inspired this poem was a lot of, you know, from childhood. I've met people that have had the fake smile to your face, and we all have. And then later on you find out that they really don't love you. They're not in your corner. They got a whole nother agenda going on unbeknownst to you. So this is one I like to call Undercover Hater. And let me check my keyboard, my switchboard, so we don't miss my caller calling in. And caller, if you're going to be calling in and I don't see you, I'm sorry. I'll check it right when I'm done the poem. But anyway, this is Undercover Hater, written by yours truly, B. Their smile is made of plastic. Their methods sometimes drastic. Their lies and alibis weaving tales so fantastic. These hypocrites know how to work their magic. At first you don't see their true identity. Their manner carefree. The outer appearance, deceptively friendly, yet hiding a heart full of envy. Oh, how they operate so smoothly, infiltrating your life with gifts of conflict and strife, creating discord and drama with their ill advice. In your face, they will smile, knowing all the while they're spreading rumors behind your back like an adolescent child. each action, each word, a calculated step, their scenes perfectly rehearsed, on that you can bet. Going to any length to deplete your inner strength, placing quicksand in your path, then praying quickly you'll sink, not quite insanity, but close to the brink. But eventually you see past who they pretend to be, and rapidly from their presence you begin to flee. But their game will not end quite that easily. And for 15 minutes of fame, they swear out a false claim in one final attempt to slander your name. But despite the lies and alibis, I'm sorry, despite the lies they spout, the truth always comes out. In the end, the righteous prevail, and the enemy does fail. For the strong survive, despite the haters' false cries. And it's a priceless lesson we've learned, becoming a little more wise. Our inner greatness becoming that much more greater, despite the futile attempts of the undercover hater. That's what's up.
Woohoo!
Hold on, let me give myself a clap on that.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Hold on, let me get a clap. Clap.
Yay.
I think we got a caller. I don't see the number, so let me just go ahead and try to call her.
We got another one.
Okay, caller, you're on air.
Yeah.
Caller.
Hey, sexy. Hey, sexy, sexy.
Who is this?
That's sexy. A voice. Damn, girl, you're making me just like.
Who do we have here?
Man, just call me the weed man.
The weed man.
I'm going to blow one.
All right. Well, that's all right. Well, shoot, let us know.
Now, this is Mr. Sterl.
Who is that, Rob?
Mr. Sterl is on.
Mr. who?
Sterl.
You know, motherfucker, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Sydney is on.
Sydney's stupid. That's you, Sydney. See, you ain't shit. But that's, you know, that's payback, I guess.
Uh-huh.
My brother went to the doctor today. Your brother still.
Yeah, that's all right. I can get all
they
the
called me Clint Watson, the blank
yeah.
shooter.
Damn, I can get all, the play I want. Ain't got to worry about no baby. Ain't blame nothing on me. Oh, I'm pregnant for you. The hell you are.
The hell.
Okay. You pregnant, baby, but you just made a black man rich.
Are you stupid? Look, immaculate conception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's up? You got something you share with us, Sydney?
He called me.
Hey, Agnes of God.
Shut up, boy.
See, hold on. Let me take my shot. Don't make me choke while I'm shot drinking here, because I know you have me spitting my damn ENJ all over the computer screen.
Tonight we're doing poetry night. So you have any?
Nah, I don't know about no damn porch. I'm a simple black man.
But you just gonna hang with us until our other poets come in.
B just read a brilliant poem that she just did, which was excellent. Called what now?
Undercover
haters. Give us one more, B, so we can.
Yeah, we got time. Okay, that's the undercover hater.
Come on with the one more.
I don't know if I'm ready to do. I'm gonna end with parallel universe because I don't want us to give Sydney a heart attack right now.
Okay.
Give me a heart attack, baby. I
need Sydney, you are off the chain.
We want to see. She's a brilliant writer.
You know, I'll give you a simple one that I just wrote. And this one here is not like one of my more profound ones, I think. This is one that was just a poem from me to Jah, you know, to God, and just a proclamation that I am thankful regardless of what goes on and why I'm being blessed, and I'm always blessed. And that's what I call this one. It says, I am thankful.
Yeah, I like that.
When others have lied, when I have cried, I am thankful. When falsely accused and wrongly abused, I am thankful. Each time I'm hated on, my faith has stayed strong, and I am thankful. When my heart is good and I'm misunderstood, I am thankful. When things don't go right, I still see the light, and I am thankful. When I still show love despite receiving hate, my reward will soon be plentiful, so patiently I wait, and I am thankful. For knowledge that is higher, for those that inspire, I am thankful. For the peace in my spirit I proclaim to all who would hear it, I am thankful. For the rising of the sun, for the woman I've become, I am thankful. For a laugh, for a smile, that feeling after that first mile, I am thankful for that star upon our wish, the feeling of a first kiss. I am thankful for all the beauty that I see, for the complexity that is me. I am thankful. That's what's up. That's the end of that.
Hey, B, it's right. Chris from California. Can you hear me?
Hey, Chris, you're on. Hey, Chris.
Hey, girl.
We got a girl, Chris, on.
I
hi,
love
Chris.
That poem you just read. Hi. I love that poem you just read. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And again, that's just, you know, that was from the heart. One day I got up, I was reading The Secret, and I was like, yeah, let me say how thankful my ass is.
No, we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful for our blessings, for sure.
Everything. And even the things that we don't consider. That's why I said, I'm thankful for my haters. I'm thankful for all of that because it makes me a better person because I learn from it.
Yes,
so that's where that's coming. So what you got going up first, Chris, and let us know before you read what exactly inspired that particular poem you're going to read.
Right. Okay, the first poem is called I Am, and it was inspired by a massive crush I had on someone.
Ooh.
And
Oh,
we got Sydney on the line, too. Yeah. Sydney, hey, Chris.
Chris.
Hey.
Come on with it, girlfriend.
Come on.
Well, the crush I had on him, the beauty I saw in him, I was able to see the beauty in myself, and that's sort of where the poem came from.
All right.
So, okay, here it goes. I am. I am fall and winter and summer and spring. I am pale as the snow and as sudden as rain. I am a starless night with the moon hovering bright. I am whispers in the wind. I am a mysterious chill that arouses your senses. I am warmth that blankets your body. I am delights waiting to be discovered. I am a wish on a falling star over the tides of the sea. I am broken glass transformed into a mosaic. I am a dancing shadow, a silhouette. I am touch, soft, gentle, healing. I am what you did not know you could not live without. I am a mirror of the one I love.
Woo, I love that. Hold on, clap, clap.
Yeah. Girlfriend, let me tell you, I like that. I can relate. Who's that?
Hey, Chris.
Yes,
Chris.
You can, but I ain't going to tell your business.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
How old are you?
I'm 41.
All right.
Well, oh,
but
damn.
She's growing sexy.
Okay.
Growing.
She's a beautiful lady.
She's about 22. She's about 22. I like that voice, boy.
Oh, God. Sydney.
Hey, you can have a crush on me, baby, talking like that. Come on, girl.
That's wonderful.
And the sad part about it, he dead serious.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Do you have time for me to read another? Oh.
Yeah, you can go ahead and read. You can. We got time.
Wait,
hold on.
Hey,
you can read. You can read all night.
Chris, one question before you go to your next poem.
Okay.
Since you have written that poem, have you been able to share it with the one who inspired it?
You know what, I can't remember if I sent, I dedicated some poems to him, I can't remember if I sent him that one, but our friendship kind of went south, and right now it's kind of shaky, so unfortunately it's like things have changed, but I did share a lot of my feelings with him. I still care for him, but, you know, things change, but it was a massive, massive crush, I never felt that way. But it was good. It was just, I saw my beauty in myself through him. I could see the beauty in him, and it was making me discover things about myself.
I can relate to that. I really can, where you can just really see yourself in someone and be like, wow, we like the same thing. And they don't see it either, but you see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can truly relate, man.
Hey, Chris, I tell you what, girl, you tell me where that Negro live at, I'll fly there, kick his ass, and bring him right over there to you. Say, you better hard look this little woman. What the hell wrong with you?
Cool. He needs an ass kicking.
That's right.
Hey, they pay me to fill the cans of ass whooping.
Okay.
Okay, come on with the next
one. Yeah, come on with the next one.
Okay, the next one. All right, get ready. This is called Honey Drizzled.
Wow.
Honey Drizzled. You'll get it when I read it. Sweet words like honey drizzled out of his mouth. Sweet, refreshing, like rain falling in a parched desert. I hungered for more, could not get enough. I absorbed every word and let it soak in. I opened like a blossoming flower, petals, oh, so soft, moistened with dew. I trembled as he touched me, as if being touched for the first time. My fear quickly disappeared. as I allowed my hands to discover him, tracing all over him with my fingertips and lips. He was sweeter than the words, like honey that trickled from his mouth. Time passed, morning came. As I slowly rose, I watched him sleeping, this beautiful man, the memory of last night still fresh in my mind. The inspiration for that.
Oh, damn, hold on, I need some ice or something. Shit.
Okay, boy.
Damn.
My
it's different now.
Up.
I had a, you know, Chris sent me those earlier and I read them before, but it's different when somebody reads. You'd be like, damn, hold up.
No, so let that baby read. Let that baby read. Come on, honey.
So that was the end. That was the end of that particular
oh,
poem.
Yeah. That was
oh,
the end.
I gotta go jump in the
oh,
store.
Oh wait, don't let me forget my clap on that. But hold on, hold on. Oh no! Wait! That was sexy poem. We got to get this other one on this one. Hold on, we got to do this. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey Chris. Hey girl, I'm telling you right now, boy, I'm going down to the airport right now. We live it, baby. I'm going to get my airplane tickets. I need to come in and cuddle with you, goddammit.
You're welcome to California. It's fun here.
All right. Hey, Rob, I found out that Chris actually lives not far from where we used to live when we were in Cali.
Yeah, it's cool. We were neighbors.
You know, we probably were. We might have seen each other at the swap meet and never knew.
Yeah, it was a small world.
Because I live at the damn swap meet. I miss El Torito. Somebody email a bitch a burrito. That's all I got to say.
The food's still great there. Just went out there a couple nights ago.
Oh.
Right. Their soup and, oh, God, their food's so good.
Their food is just, oh. We used to do that. That was like a weekly, twice weekly thing for the family and I was El Torito's in California. Especially like on the two, whatever night they had the dollar tacos, shit. Bitch was up in there eating. And they would look at my little butt and be like, you can eat that much? You're damn right. I got the munchies. But that was another great poem, Chris. Honey,
okay.
Drizzle.
That
was what inspired that one? Was that the same crush?
No, it wasn't a crush. It was actually just my own exploration of my own sexuality and just feeling my feelings. It wasn't really written about anything. It was just my imagination. So.
Okay, Chris. Okay, baby.
Hey, wait. But sitting and shooting blanks, you wouldn't have nothing to worry about.
You wouldn't have nothing to worry about, baby. It's bad. I'm proud of that, goddammit. You're right, Chris. I love you all night long, baby. You talking about tasting
so
honey? Well, I spread some honey on you.
Wait a minute. Oh, Lord. This fool. Somebody, I spread
you honey. Chris, you're trying to use your words.
I have one more. One more poem.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. We'll get off topic.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Hey, sister, I'm proud of you. You keep up the good work. You need to publish some of that stuff that you're writing.
Yeah, put it on your. Are you putting these on your blog on my
page? I'm blogging it, and I want to do a chapter book, and I'm doing on the subject will be romance. And
look here. If William Hung from American Idol got paid with his non-singing ass self, your beautiful writing is some. It's a market out there. You just got to market yourself. You know.
Yeah, I'm
going to do it. You know,
it.
Act as if it were impossible to fail, and yours will be out there.
Oh, that's so
awesome.
Come
on with number three, Chris. Come on.
All right, here we go. This was inspired by that same crush, by the way.
Okay, good.
The first
one. Here we go.
No, this one here. This last one. Yeah, the first
one.
He must be fine. I had to see him.
Well, he is fine. He's stupid as hell.
Well, you men are stupid, so I mean, that's a. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
No,
here
my
brother,
he's a good one.
You,
not
you, Sydney.
Not you. You a rare breed. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
He's just having stupid moments. Go ahead.
Here we go. He is so beautiful. He is so beautiful, the flowers blush when he passes by them. The stars in the sky dance just for him to see him smile. The birds in the trees sing for him. The wind whispers his name. The rain falls just to be able to touch him. Because of him, the sun shines brighter, the sky is bluer, the grass is greener. Every love song must have been written for him and about him. To gaze upon him takes my breath away. Thoughts of him make a heat rush through my body. He is nourishment for the body. He quenches the soul. He is food for a hungry heart. No one can compare to him. I simply adore him, for he is so beautiful to me. That's the end of that one. But,
damn.
Yeah,
said
I had
it quenches the soul up in here.
Damn, the rain fall on the goddamn.
Hey, you know, man, y'all, Yep, that one really got to me.
You stupid Sydney.
I'm a 45-year-old man, but that girl, ooh, that one touched me. That one touched me.
That's nice.
Okay, yeah, you continue on and don't let anybody tell you you can't.
You're not.
My dad always used to say, take that apostrophe T off of that. They put that to slow you down.
There
you can.
Amen.
Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Yeah,
thank you for this opportunity.
Keep on the good work.
You're welcome.
Thank
and
so
thank
much.
You. You know, you're going to come back on the next show when I finish the article on appearances and perceptions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and
so
you're
going to
share your part, so definitely I'm going to keep you in touch
yeah.
with that.
Yeah,
Chris. Okay,
please. Yeah.
Yeah, let me get
call,
hold on.
Please call
let me
back
get to
in.
This.
Please call back in.
Applause.
I'm getting to the applause. Hold
Yay.
On. And everyone, again, that was Chris calling in from California, you know. So I'm going to have to put a link up on your mic. Are you in the chat room too, Chris?
Yeah,
or no?
I don't usually go in there. No, I usually don't.
No, in the blog talk. No, the blog talk chat room.
Oh, no. I
have one up
I'm
now. Okay, later on, I'm going to add a link to you guys. So if you want to read her poems again, I'm going to put on, because there's a link on my MySpace page on the blog talk site. So you guys, if you want to read these lovely poems of Chris, she has them on her MySpace. So I will put a link on there for you, Chris, so they can come back and read them again, girl.
Oh, thank you,
okay.
B. It was so nice.
Thank
to
you
talk
so
to
much
you.
For calling in. Blessings.
Thank you.
See, I just want to put one thing out there for her. Gentlemen, if you are listening to this sexy-ass black sister, fill her heart. Fill her heart, because her heart is in her words and her poems. You'll be a fool not to try to find this woman. All right. Peace.
Thanks for that.
All right, Chris, I'll talk to you later. Bless you.
All right, thank you. Bless
bye.
You. Bye. Bye-bye.
Yay.
We're going to give one more clap to Chris here.
Yay.
That was great. Those were amazing. Okay, hold on.
What?
Let me see what the chat room. Somebody's saying something in the chat room. My bad, you guys in the chat room. We've been listening. Son of Man, love and peace. Aw, you're not alone in the chat room. So, hey, big up, Son of Man. You know,
thanks for joining in.
And listen, he missed the meaning. Sometimes if you read a poem, I think, sometimes if you don't hear, you know, you write for the, and he writes from the soul. So, Son of Man, if you got something to share, call in. The call-in number, everyone, again, if you're listening and don't know the call-in number, 347-205-9471. Again, that number is 347-205-9471. Conversations with B and Rob, and we got our special guest Sydney on the line with us. Woo, woo, woo.
I'm taking a donation. I need somebody to help me to get the Christie. Oh man, that's supposed to a genius.
Who to get Chris?
You so
well, somebody put a foundation together.
I have a little poem. I guess it will be a poem or a joke.
Share.
Can I share it?
If it rhymes, I guess it's a poem joke, because poem can be comedy,
well,
too.
Well, it's not a... This is, I'm just going to read it and put it out there, okay?
Go ahead.
Put it out there.
This
put it out
is something
there.
That a good friend of mine gave to me this morning.
Oh,
called
hell. Here we go.
Sunday Morning Sex.
Fred,
I will never hear church bells ringing again without smiling. Upon hearing her elderly grandfather had just passed away, Katie went straight to her grandparents' home to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and comfort her. When she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, "He had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning." Horrified, Katie told her grandmother that two people nearly 100 years old having sex would surely be asking for trouble. "Oh, no, my dear," replied Granny. "See, many years ago, realizing our advanced age, we figured out the best way to do it was when the church bells would start to ring. It was just the right rhythm. Nice, slow, and even. Nothing too old strenuous. Simply in on the ding and out on the dong." Granny paused to wipe away a tear and continued, "He'd still be alive if the ice cream truck hadn't come along."
Goddamn, that goddamn ice cream truck.
Oh, fella.
old fella.
Poor grandpa.
Poor grandpa. That took hell. No, that
look,
world
just
froze the heart up.
Hey, I know some of my listeners had to go to the balcony for that one. Because it was over their head.
Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you what, when I get that age, fuck an ice cream truck or church bell, play Tupac.
You stupid. Let me just tell you that.
I don't want to ding in, ding out and all that. I want to roll, boy. I want to know. I still got the accent in the hill.
Okay.
So what song in particular?
Yeah.
Let me see. California love. Boom, boom, boom.
You know what, Sissy?
Boom, 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 boom. You got
you
that beat?
Issues.
You feel the beat? You feel the beat?
You have issues, Sissy. All right, we got a caller, you guys. We got Son of Man calling. He's on hold.
What's
you
up?
Don't suck. So he's talking about don't rush because you suck. We doubt you suck. Poetry is from the soul, my man. What's going on, Son of Man?
Nothing much. How y'all doing today?
Welcome. What's up, dude?
Nothing much.
What
What's
you got
up,
for us?
What kind of poetry y'all like?
Anything whatever you got. I have a mature rating tonight, so you know you can tell us where. Hey,
you got a mature rating. So
I got a mature rating.
Can I do like a math problem that I wrote?
A math problem?
Come on with it, man.
I might not understand that shit right about now, but come on.
All right, it's called trigonometry. For that cash.
Did you say trick?
Trick.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
He said it.
I heard it.
Trick.
Okay.
All right, here you go. For that cash, you shake your ass to be head of the class. Brothers break you down like quadratic equations. Puff, 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 pass. You around like a compass to get a piece of your pie. Cut you into geometric love triangles. Take simple arithmetic to bend you over 90-degree angles. It don't add up the calculation how they formulate your soul. Long divisions of your legs if the numbers are whole. For that satisfactions of your body subtraction. You give up a fraction, but the least common denominator is you. You are like a simple algebraic expression like y equals x plus 2. If little Johnny had two apples and said I'd give you half of one for some fun, and I'd give you a quarter of that half if you could make little Johnny come. And once you bob for his apples, he take 3/4 back. You just got smacked with trigonometry. Lil Johnny was a Mac. That's trigonometry.
That shit was hot. Hold on. That shit was hot. He had a good note
there. Brother, we want you to fax that. Fax that, dude.
Man, you need to put that to song. Hold on,
I gotta get another clap. That was somebody who sucked. Fuck what, man? That was fire.
Son of Man.
Yes.
Who inspired this? What inspired it?
What inspired it? I was just watching videos the other day, and you know how
you
get tired of seeing all
that.
Nah, it's like I write a lot of conscious pieces.
Mhm. You got any more?
Yeah, I got a ton
of. Well, bring it on, man.
Yeah, man. Come on, bring it on.
Hey, hold on, Son of Man. Hey, little Negroes, don't be getting your shit all wet. Listen to this man porn.
Don't be hating on that. That was hot. That was fire. The way he put that together, that was fire. Yeah. He need to be on somebody's BET, somebody something. That was fire, man.
He need to be on Russell.
Russell, Def Cop, Def Put, whatever that is, Def Poets,
Go ahead, Son of Man. Break it down.
Wait a minute, Son of Man. Hold on.
Yeah.
I have one question for you.
What's that?
Did you pass math in school?
Did I pass math in school?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
He's like, you could tell he liked math. He was listening. Shoot. Because to be able to put math.
You had it now. You wrote the video. Them
I had to contain myself not to be up here to my amen. Shoot.
Okay, come on, man. What the next one?
What you want next? You want a love poem or you want me to keep
whatever
it
you feel that you want to share. We loving you so far. You just do you.
All right, this is a piece I did last night. It's called Manipulation. It's a conscious piece. Manipulation. Dangerous thoughts from your conscience bring strife through your mind. Society pads lock your cerebellum, leaving you a mental bind. TV holds you down while the airwaves rape your mentality. And news at 10 shows you dreadful imagery with no peaceful reality. Even the weather forecast takes you on a tailspin. Sometimes I wish I was Elijah and God took me up in that whirlwind. But that's just another topic through this manipulative sense. Secret society is a new world order. Biological warfare, please don't drink the water. Conspiracy theories, weapons of mass destruction. Code orange alert, please follow the government's instructions. brainwashed with hypocrisy, martial law under construction. Like the Big Bang Theory, manipulation causes stimulus combustion. Slave trades, genocide, million lives lost. Yet reparations were not paid and my ancestors paid the cost. Fortune 500 companies ran by surviving family members of the Holocaust. Yet 400 years later, we are still not equal. If that's not manipulating the system, then why am I still screaming out 200 years later, let go of my people? The Emancipation Proclamation did not set us free. So please, America, and you historians, stop manipulating our history.
You
are brilliant.
Look, come on, one more B.
I got it. You know, I got it.
Not only the... Okay.
I just wrote that yesterday, so I fumbled with it.
Bro, you got it going on.
You deep.
Hey, y'all,
yo.
You need to send it out. You need to send it out to Rock so he can read that shit to the nation.
Hello. Hell yeah, send that to Obama. For real.
And see out here and Bill Clinton like that shit.
You know, you just spit some, man.
Man, I got it. I'm toasting you, man. I'm toasting you with some brandy.
Hell yeah, I done toasted. I got my wine. I got my glass up to you, man.
Hold on, how old are you, brother?
How old am I? I'm old. I'm 29.
He's a baby.
It's no bass in his voice, brother. When you get 45 like a man like myself, then you can call yourself. You can say that you got that true wisdom. But I'm impressed, bro. At 29, you got insight like that. Keep kicking it, man. Do the damn thing.
I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, but man, that's keep it up. You need to be putting that out there. And like I just told my other poet, Chris, you know, market yourself.
Yeah, man.
We need to hear stuff like that. I don't hear things like that. I don't see things like that. That's what Rob and I said. We're going to start doing a poetry night once a month. And you're welcome when we do it again to come on and call back in. With stuff like that.
I want one more, man.
You want one more?
Hell yeah, bring it on. Hey, okay, well, let me bring something. Let me see your lover side in you, the sensual. So let me see what you got.
He's here with you. Come on.
I got you. That's one.
Make a bitch toes curl. What's up?
It's called Soulmates.
Who is Friday?
Here you go. Can I have this dance? Will you allow me to serenade your soul? As the music play, our souls slide across the dance floor. We are moving to the melodies of heaven. Can I have this dance, this masterful duet as we entangle our souls, defining what it means to dance with the stars, as my wings wrap around you in this forbidden dance? Can I have this dance? Will you allow me to sweep you off your feet while we dance around the clouds? Now I see why the Temptations were on cloud nine. Can I have this dance? Last call, the DJ slowing it down for you lovebirds and earth angels. I've never been good at math, but after this dance, I would like to break down this equation. Adding you to my heart, then multiplying our love as we divide possibilities, formulating our maiden souls.
Oh!
Guess what? Brother Man, you gave me a new rap game. Hey, bro, I appreciate you.
You about to jack that one. He's swagging that one.
Brother Man, I'm about to jack you for that one, bro. I'm going to step on the club and throw down on that one.
He's swagger jacking you on that one.
It's all good because I don't go out, bro.
And just FYI, everyone, you know, that Conversations with B and Rob should be available soon on iTunes. So you'll be able to download this and other of our completed shows on iTunes so you can hear this marvelous quote again, Son of Man. What's your name, Son of Man? Give your name. Where you from?
I'm from D.C.
All right, D.C. rep in the house. What's up?
All right.
I don't like to give out my government name too much.
Okay,
just the first name. Everybody got to say, unless it's one of them,
my
like, never
name,
seen. Huh?
My first name is D'Amico.
D'Amico, yeah. No, you ain't got to get mad. You know,
we
all about the first name.
It's old, man. I don't blame you, man. It's some crazy. Your Memphis up in this world.
Sydney. Did you tell Sydney about Rob? We have to tell Sydney later on because, you know.
No,
we'll tell you later, Sydney.
Hey,
you just,
Son of Man.
Yes.
I have a request, please.
What's that?
On our next show, I would like for you, could you do an inspirational poem?
A what? I'm sorry?
An inspirational poem.
An inspirational poem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I have those. I write more, like, my inspirational poems. I write a lot of, like, I'm a huge, like, Jesus fan, so I got a ton of those. That's more so of what I write.
Do you have anything of overcoming medical conditions?
I have a piece called Let God.
Ooh,
hey, read that. Go ahead and read that, man.
Ooh, throw it down, man.
We got
time.
Read it.
Yeah, throw it out there, man.
Come on.
I have to find it.
We got time. We can just shoot the shit till you find it.
You can find it.
All right, shoot the breeze until I find it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I cut.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey, brother, brother, man, we sorry about our language, man. You know, we some dick. You know, we sinners. You have to forgive us.
I ain't no sinner. I'm good. Yeah, Rastafari. Or me live a different. Me think said, you know, here me Eilis Selassie, I thanks and prayers to the Most High. Me depend on a different meditation, but me still cause sometimes you have to call them Ras Clad. Fuck it in. Sometimes you have to call them out, you know. So that me depend, you know.
You make me want to like something about talking like that.
It's already light, man. What your chat? It don't light from a long time. You know, I and
I. Did you hear what Son of Man just said? And I heard him.
Yeah, I heard him, but she didn't hear him.
You didn't hear that. Repeat it, man. What did you say?
I said she made me want to light something up talking
That's what I said. I said mine already lit.
Brother, blow it.
Mine already lit, you know. Men I know why them a fight against the herb, you know. Herb of the healing of the nation, you know. We're going to do a show on that. Me and Rob saying we got that in the works, and I'm going to have a great guest speaker coming that actually is knowledgeable on certain things, you know, and we're really going to get deep, you guys, so stay tuned. It's going to be on a Friday. We're going to do a ganja show.
Yeah, we're finna get deep right now. Blow me a motherfucking shotgun.
Hey, look, I ain't going to lie. I wrote a poem the other day called Puff Puff Fast.
Hell yeah! Save that for the ganja show. That's going to be hot on the ganja show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that's going to be what's up. Yeah, you know, I'm working on a blog on that, too, because
Go ahead.
Last night, you know, I was over there with some peeps, and we were just talking about, you know, how they set you up to fail. And I said, you know, you're making a poem go in my mind. I said, because you can go to smoke shop, and you can buy the smoke shop I go to.
Oh, y'all just gave me an idea. That's the kind of business I'm going to open up. I'm going to open up a smoke shop. All you can smoke. VIP room.
No, baby. Go to you moving to Amsterdam then?
Yeah, you're going to have to go to Amsterdam.
Hell no.
That's where you're going to have to go.
I got a serious idea, y'all. I got this system I can set up with nothing but incense and that motherfucker and it's in the
VIP.
Shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And once you puff, you blow the shit in through a tube and let that shit go out the. Oh, yeah.
He's a nut.
He's gone.
He's all.
And disclaimer, Sydney's not even smoking, you guys, so imagine.
Yeah.
Hey, I used to smoke, okay? I'm a former weed head, okay?
You find it yet, though?
It won't let me open up the document. I think I got a copy somewhere in here.
Save it for next time, if that's okay. If you know.
Because we still got time. Because all the call ain't calling yet.
Hey, man, we are coming back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt, man. I'm finna go hit my Patron band. You heard me find that porn, bro.
You got Patron? Oh,
yeah,
geez.
I got Patron in the bottle.
You ain't even sharing with nobody or nothing. You ain't right, Sydney.
Hey, wait,
let me read another little poem, you guys, since we waiting on him. So, you know, Patron just kicked it in. I read it before. You know, let me tell you. Y'all ready for it?
Come on with it.
If Patron was water.
You know what? Wait.
Wait.
Hold on. Wait. Okay, V, I had to exhale because I didn't want to choke.
Okay. If Patron was water. And I was a duck. I swim to the bottom and never come up. But Patron's not water, and I'm not a duck. So pass me the bottle and shut the fuck up.
Okay.
You can relate to that, Sid.
Yeah, I did that. I like that. I'm digging that. Hey, Chris. Hey, girl. I'm still digging you, girl.
I'm feeling it.
You got issues.
I think she wrote that poem about me, though.
Which one? The Patron?
The last one she read.
That Chris. Oh, Sookie. Chris, are you listening? You got them all on your jock, girl.
That's
they all on your
them.
TIP.
That's
they
two
feeling them some Chris. Look at here. Look at here. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's a beautiful lady.
Yes, she is. I got a picture. You know, she's over my space page. You know.
Hey, B.
Y'all got to go through me. I'm protective of my people, let me tell you. I'm gangster like that.
Scared me, though. I said, some poets scare me. They got them beautiful voices, but, man, I don't know where they came from.
You stupid. But for real. You right, though.
Undercover psycho.
Okay. And you know they out there, y'all. And
amen.
Ron,
hallelujah.
Ron,
amen.
Ron, you know,
oh
you know we
God.
Know. That's our profession. You know
that's
we
right.
know.
Exactly. That's what people don't understand. Rob, me, and Sydney, we are all in the psychology. I ain't finished my degree because I just don't like to be in class all that fucking time.
You know
it
what?
Irritates the Gemini. Really. The twin be like, bitch,
though.
We could be home putting one up, writing. Why you in this motherfucker? You know what the hell he's saying already. What the fuck? But you have to do it. But I'm going to do it, though.
You're
going to do it.
I'm going
to do it. You know, I'm getting older now. I'm going to go ahead and do it so we can have our office together and put our sign that the doctor is in like Lucy with the 5 cents.
That's right.
But, people, you know, that was my major, you know, when I did put up with the professors. But Rob went on to finish with Rob. We are, you know, psychology.
Well, when I get my PhD,
well, she can prescribe me drugs legally.
You know what?
I just want some good ganja. Just write me a prescription for a good one.
You gonna move to Cali?
I'm gonna have
okay.
my whole family. My very first session. Cause see, I gotta start with my own people.
Yeah, you know, you can't go help the neighbors if your own house suffering.
I come from a large family, son of man.
Uh-huh.
And it's enough issues. Within that, so I can have a lot of experience, right?
Right. That's like your own Sybil.
Yeah, you always start with your own siblings first.
You know,
and look,
no, Sybil. No, Sybil, the bitch that had 13 personalities, Sybil. She had 13 different complete motherfuckers in her own self.
Sisters at that.
Instead of like Prince, I got two sides and we both friends. I got 13 of these bitches and we all ride together. What, motherfucker, what?
Hey, Rob, we got to set B on the couch.
Yeah. Be all right, B.
Be all right. Shoot. That's like me and Rob were talking about that today. You know, you can't tell somebody something. That's why alcoholic people have a sponsor that was alcoholic. You can't tell me shit if you ain't been where I've been.
It takes one to know.
It takes one to know when. So, you know, but I like I said before, my favorite country song is I've Always Been Crazy. But it's kept me from going insane. And since we're in the poetry night, that is why I think I love a lot of the music that I love, because not only the beat and the lyrics, you know, and the melody, it's the lyrics sometimes that just catch me, and people are surprised that I love country. I'm like, but if the lyrics are poetry, it's beautiful. You know, and that's one of my songs. You know, I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. That's so profound to me, because I'm like, yeah, I feel that shit. He was like, been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. Amen.
But, hey, you know what, though?
Huh?
I have a poetry that keeps me going. B, and I would like you, because, you know, you can really say it louder.
Which
me.
One?
Two tears?
Oh, yeah. Two teardrops in a bucket.
Motherfucker.
You know, when stuff get too crazy, you can't have, you know, hey, two teardrops in a bucket, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
We've lived by that for years. And you know that, you know, I always tell people, I say, you know, when things come at you, I feel that God allows you 5 minutes or so, that the fool.
And you know, I'll be wanting to act a fool on them goddamn crackers.
Hold on, let me disclaimer. The words expressed by the guests on this show are by no means held in the same esteem as the host and Blog Talk Radio. They are strictly the opinion sometimes of just the guests. Okay, go ahead, Cindy, would you say?
Okay, listen, I take that back. I'm just clowning y'all. I'm just clowning like they be making little nigga jokes and stuff. Hey, I'm just clowning, okay? So y'all can, if you're not old, if you're not mature enough to take an inside joke, get off the goddamn air.
That's right.
Big bro.
You right though.
Big bruh, blank shooter.
Clint Watson.
Bam, okay.
Hey, son of man.
Yes.
You know, we keep, if you want to know what we're talking about, when you go on my page, it's the feature show when we keep making reference to Clint Watson. We called Sydney a couple of Fridays ago just on one of our crank call shows, and he didn't know he was on until later on, and he was telling the world, you know, his vasectomy was 100% all right, and you know.
Yeah, brother, they set me up, man. They put me out there. You know, I'm thinking that my baby sister and my dog put me out there. They put me out there. But you know what, though? Hey, I'm proud about that thing, brother. Hey, I don't care. They can call me what they want, because I'll be damn I'm going to have any more babies hanging around me. I got two and two is enough.
Okay.
And I can say like this, brother, man. Like I be telling my partners at work, y'all don't want to be trying to go out there and play, and then one of you got that woman prank, I can go out there and get all I want, and I ain't got to worry about a damn thing.
You know what? I'm pregnant with your baby, Sydney.
And I say, God damn it, girls, go get an attorney, because we finna get rich.
Oh, no.
Okay. I love you, Sydney, though.
I do, too.
Hey, y'all my dogs. Y'all know my dog. I'm a clown now. I'm a clown. Y'all know
y'all that's what, man. You know, that's what I love about all my, and I was telling someone that today. I said, me and all my people, that's all we do around. We laugh all the damn time because y'all are crazy. I am, too, in
Make
a good way.
To no one.
Hell,
one
yeah.
No
y'all
one.
On every Friday?
Yes. Mondays and Fridays.
Mondays and Fridays, yep. Mondays we're more serious.
Yes.
You know, we chat about things that are more serious topics.
Right.
God save the queen. American.
The freaks come out at night.
But on Friday.
Hey, you know what, B? Girl, I'm on something else.
What?
I got who did the greatest hit. Our theme song for Friday should be The Freaks Come Out at Night. Come out at night.
Hey.
I'll tell you right now. That'll open it up. Chris, did you hear that, girl?
Wow.
These parties don't start after dark. Don't get me started. That's my jam, though. You know, I'm all old school. You find your poem yet, yo?
I don't even worry.
Cause you, I know, right? Because he got you. You know, man, I know we get off topic and we get caught. We off the chain up in here sometimes. For real, because this conversation would be in raw. That's how we do.
Don't blame it on beer, alcohol.
Because we like this on nothing. I have been told, you know, and I'm like,
come on, son, man. Come on with it. Come on with the poem.
Rob
man.
Needs something, you know.
I do.
She do.
Because
I'm in a life or death situation.
You got to kill a motherfucker. Go ahead.
Come on, man.
I just found my... Y'all gonna laugh at this because I was gonna make some T-shirts out this joint, right?
Go ahead though.
Come on, man.
I can't find a Let God joint, so I got my Let All Our Peace Out. Let me
That's right.
Oh hell, we finna get blown up.
Join in.
I'm sorry.
Brother, man, you come with it, brother, man. Be careful now. Be careful, because you know them motherfuckers already talking about when you draw a cartoon character, they get pissed off. So be careful how you come out with your words.
Sydney gonna make me pee on myself. Damn.
You
nah,
know
this,
what?
This is stupid.
So when we get blown up. Oh, Lord, I got to catch my breath before you read the poem, Sydney. You go. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, it's called Let God. Let God, with him I am never disappointed. Let God, with him I'm truly anointed. Let God, with him I'm never guessing. Let God, with him I'm always a true blessing. Let God, with him I am at free will. Let God, with him I don't have to take your pill. Let God, with him I do not need your hugs. Let God, with him I'm surrounded by hugs. Let God, with him I walk tall. Let God, with him I'm always on call. Let God, with him I'm always motivated. Let God, with him I'm always innovated. Let God, with him I always see truth. Let God, with him I'm always in sight of the fountain of youth. Let God, with him I'm at total peace. Let God, with him I'm immortal, I'll never be deceased. Let God, with him you're always in light. Let God, with him your glory will always shine bright. Let God be your prayer. Let God be your surveyor. Let God be your wisdom and guide. Let God be your confidant. In him you can confide. Let God work with you through your every journey. Let God be your judge. With him he's your attorney. Let God get you through your trials. Let God look upon him, and when he's with you, constant smiles. Let God work the way he does and you will grow. Let God be your designer, for he runs the show.
Can we say amen?
Amen. Man, brother, you're a blessing tonight. You just
brother,
don't know.
Brother,
I tell you, I say God always sends his angels at the right time, and you an angel this evening. That right there.
Hey, hold on. Time out. Dude, I'm going to tell you something. Woo! Please, can I have a copy?
Please let me.
That's going to be a poster in my home, dog. You don't even know what you just did for me.
Brother. And please put by Solar Brother Man.
Look, please.
I'm putting my MySpace page link up there. Hit me up on there and forward it to me and I forward it to him.
Okay.
I want it.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody in the chat room, I'm sorry if I'm ignoring you, but we just, wow, you know.
Man, look here, I'm going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I know you don't know me, but what you just, that poem that you have, look, can y'all tell him, my brother and my sister know that that's my struggle.
And it's just like God just told her what she knows is let go and let God, basically.
Right.
Yeah, man. You talk about you suck your ass, it, my man. I tell you, you get enough reattend around here, brethren. Don't know, man. Enough reattend, man. Yeah, straight sell off around there, so. With them word there. Nobody but Jah put that in your spirit, you know. And yeah, just listen to him and yeah, write it out with him a chat to you, you know. Yeah, tell you. You keep writing, man, for real. You keep it up.
Son of man, please continue. You are gifted, brother.
Thank you.
You got a gift.
Yep. That's two tonight, y'all. We had two special guests with gift, y'all.
Hold on. I'm going to fuck you up later. So my eyes just wasn't shit. Fuck Bridget.
Hey, fuck me, baby. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. Excuse me. Go ahead, brother, man.
Son of man, I would love to please. That poem needs to be, I am sure that there's someone, many people who are going through something, and the words that you so eloquently put, and the way that you have expressed them, I mean, I'm sure I would love, you know, to put that for myself, you know, in a poster style and post it in my, you know, in my study, in my bedroom, in my living room. I would glad for anyone, you know, to see that and read that. And then also, I am a peer counselor, and I would love to give that, you know, as a frame, you know, a little 8x10 or whatever, you know, to my clients that I see who need that inspiration, you know, who are going through something where there's nobody but our Heavenly Father, our Creator, who can bring them out of it.
Right.
And what you just said with people who have to, you know,
you
deal with medication and, you know, things like, boy, I'm going to tell you, you touched something. And I would really, really, I'm going to advertise you, man, and I'm going to hand that out because there are a lot of people who I deal with on a constant basis who need that inspiration, who needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you're gifted, man.
Thanks.
You have something in every realm, too. That's what you know. That's what I love about it, too. You can touch on something for every genre, every realm, you know, that somebody can relate to. So hopefully you can get your, you know, get your little poetry book together. See, he humble too. That's why you know that's just coming from Jah, you know, because he know it's coming from Jah.
Oh, yeah. My word, I tell people, my words are not my words, because if I wrote how I wrote.
Some people would just cuss the fuck out, wouldn't they?
You see Tupac Jr. out here somewhere.
Okay. But I love Pac too. But you know, Pac has, man, let me tell you, that was another prophet. Him, and then a lot of people look at me crazy when I say Prince, too. Yes, Prince, too. If you listen to some of those lyrics, you'd be like, he talking. Look at Prince, Sign of the Times. Look where we at, and you go listen to Sign of the Times right now and tell me if that ain't some prophetic shit.
Yeah.
Lady killed her baby because she couldn't afford it, feed it, and then we sending people to the moon.
Okay.
They still doing that bullshit.
Yeah.
They still doing it. So.
I have a question for you, son of man.
Yeah.
Remember that gun piece you got on our, you know, it'll be posted on when that show is.
Oh, the Puff Up Iron?
On all our, on, yes, that one. But on our next Friday poetry shows, I would love for you to call in when you have the time because you and Chris have something to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Chris, you're welcome back anytime, too. You know, that's
please.
A girl. Because, you know,
y'all
you got us ladies over here putting our hand up, and you got Sydney on straight drool mode.
Drool mode? Hold on. Let me get my bucket.
Both of them.
You know.
Both of them. So, you know, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I hope you're keeping a good portfolio of your writings, brother, because you need to put a book together.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna attempt to do that one day.
Yeah,
just keep writing. You know?
Don't tempt. Do what Michael Bayes would do. He didn't give up. Don't tempt, dude, bro. Believe.
I know you. Just do it.
Yeah.
Hey, son of man.
Yeah.
What inspires you to write, or when do you get a moment? Do you set aside, or do you do it when you first wake up in the morning, or is that a form of stress relief? What form of mindset are you in when you bring out these such beautiful pieces?
It just come out. I started writing 2 years ago, and it started
really?
I used to be heavy off. I used to smoke a lot of PCP.
On PCP?
Yeah, I was a heavy PCP user, and I drank a lot of codeine with promethazine. So I was one of them dudes that y'all heard on TV sipping on scissor and doing everything else. I actually had a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And with me coming out of that, I started writing.
Wow.
My first poem was called, what was it called? It was something. I got it. But it was I Seen a Light for What It's Worth. And ever since then, I've just been writing constantly for the past 2 years. So that's my full-time and part-time job. All I do is write. I don't need any motivation, no muse or nothing. Whatever.
That's when you know that's what
you're
supposed to be
doing.
You done been through something. Yeah, when that's what you think about all day and you be driving in your car and thinking about writing something, that's what you're supposed to be doing when it's just coming, because that's God talking to you. And you put it down and that humble, you're going to go so far.
How long were you using?
How long was I using?
Yeah.
The PCP?
All
man,
of it.
Since I was like 12.
Wow.
12 years old, dude?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a long time situation right there.
Did your parents have any idea?
Nah, they didn't know. As long as I brought home good grades from school, nobody paid attention to what I was doing. They actually thought I was an alcoholic until that time.
I can relate.
That's when the problem came in there right there. Yeah.
You did what you had to do to be. Trust me. Do you come from a large family, Matt?
I come from, like, I was adopted by my grandmother, so it was like I could do whatever I pleased because I was like the only boy.
Oh. But Granny wasn't kicking your ass.
Huh? I'm sorry.
Granny wasn't kicking your ass.
But she was too busy worried about everybody else and going to church, so I can do what I wanted to do. You know, long as
like
I
like you said, long as them grades,
Sundays.
If them grades would have slipped now, it would have put a microscope under everything else. I know, hey, I'm a PK.
He was smart. He was smart how
hey, look
he
here.
Did.
I'm a PK. I know exactly what you're talking about. Long as you had that honor roll and they was out there, you know, hey, going to church, you ain't stuck. Hey,
you ain't
yeah,
in
I'm,
trouble.
I'm the misgeneration of the
hey.
Family that's supposed to be a pastor or something. Because
you
my
know.
Grandmother
oh,
and my grandfather.
Wow, yeah, never that for me, you know. Your pastoring is in your poetry. You don't have to be on that pulpit, man. I'm telling
no,
you.
No, I can't sell false hopes and dreams to people through, you know what I'm saying, and try to take 10% from them. That's not me.
You know, so can I ask also, gentlemen, how, you know, you started at 12.
Mm-hmm.
When did it get to the point, you know, that you hit rock bottom? How many years?
25. I tried to kill myself.
Wow.
I had everything in the world that I wanted. I was 25. I had a $600,000 house. I had four cars. I worked two jobs, and I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a family. You know, I had everything I wanted. But after that, I started, I think like 26, I started walking around, and, like, I wanted to be great. And I had one of the moments where I was like, how come I'm not great yet? Martin Luther King was great. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got
mm-hmm.
great around this time. I want to be great. What's wrong with me? And
on top of the world?
Yeah, I wanted to be, you know what I'm saying, on top of the world or do whatever was necessary to have that name. But I was going at it the wrong way. I actually went around preaching Jesus was a pimp to people. You know, I told my mother, I actually thought I was possessed.
Ooh, your poor mama, she was in prayer, had hands on.
She didn't know, because I come home, man, I just, like, just go out of town and just do things, come back, nobody know where I was at. I come back and I'd be high, and I sit around here and trip. But with me tripping, things would come to pass, and she'd be like, you can't be crazy, because everything you're saying is going on right in front of my face. And it used to scare her, because I can just say something, you know, I tell her, just go out the door now and you'll see this. And she'd walk outside and it just happened. And that kind of stuff used to scare her, but, you know, I haven't been home high since.
But you know what, honestly, what you've done without realizing it, you've really tapped into the law of attraction. Thoughts are things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought that up. And you had such a belief, even though you might have been on something, but that belief was still there, and you attracted that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it manifested.
How many children do you have?
I have two.
Yeah.
I have a son, he's 8, and a daughter, that's 4.
Oh, how is the relationship with them now?
My relationship with them is great.
Wonderful. Yay.
I always did my fatherly duties. I just didn't take care of me.
Wow.
But your poetry is just wonderful, let me tell
yes.
you. You're bringing it out, and like you said,
it up, but please forward that one. That's definitely going to be posted.
I will. I'll type it up for you. I have to type it back up.
You know, you could probably relate. You probably like me. I see a bunny and start thinking of a poem. You know,
yeah,
certain little things will just trigger. And next thing I know, I hear it in my mind, and I'm like, I need to start just walking with a tape recorder so I don't lose a lot of stuff, because a lot of stuff I get in the car and I get home and forget it.
Yeah, I tell a lot of people when they, like, I sit in a chat room or whatever on a show, and I'm like, just give me something to talk about real quick. And then I just write it up and call in and read it for them. I just,
mm-hmm.
It's like now I'm on like, I have my alias out called Hate Crimes. But it's like, you know what I'm saying, a sea in front of rhymes. And there's a lot of people out here that's doing poetry that's like rap music. And it's like selling fantasies to people, and someone
right.
has to, you know what I'm saying, voice that. And I do a lot of poetry now where I just go at people.
That's right. Sometimes you do. I always say, you know, if you know your Bible, Jesus beat the people out, the money changers out the temple. Sometimes people need an ass whooping. Sometimes they need some in your face, hey, you this way, but let me tell you, it is what it is. So sometimes they need that. Some people need that whooping, so don't worry about that. And damn your naysayers, because I know they out there. You do your thing.
My naysayers.
Yeah, you know they out there. You got them. I want to try to tell you, you know, and it's always the ones that's pretty, because I always say evil don't come to you ugly, because you don't listen to ugly people. But they come to you beautiful and be like, hey, this and this in your ear. You know, and telling you little naysayer, making you doubt yourself on a small tip, because they quick with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't
even listen to them. You can feel them. You ain't even got to hear them. You're going to feel that their spirit is wrong, and you're going to allow them to rise deep for them, you know?
Son of man,
yeah.
Do you ever read any of your poetry in a social setting, maybe at church, or, do you
I've been to one. I went to one open mic,
mm-hmm.
and it was the funniest open mic ever. Well, I never been to open mic, but me going in there, I felt kind of uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
because there was a lot of gay people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time I ever heard a woman read another poem to a woman.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I couldn't, you know.
And the piece that I did was, it was a love poem. You know, I broke down the Bible and put it into a love poem with all, like, you know what I'm saying, most of the biblical characters in there.
Uh-huh.
And put it in the love poem, and to read that and get the response I got was overwhelming because it was my first time. And to see, you know what I'm saying, them people actually come around and tell me want to read what I wrote and all that, it was kind of amazing, but, you know, it was kind of sickening at the same time.
You know, hey, bro, I don't mean to want to mess with you, but how you sum up in a place like that?
I'm in D.C., man. I'm in D.C., so, you know, people got their freedom of expression, and, you know, they do what they do.
They do what they do.
You know,
to each his own, but, yeah, that would have made me throw up in my mouth, too, man.
Have you ever wrote into, or I don't know, the process of, you know, you are Russell Simmons material, dude. You are deaf, you know, comedy.
Poetry.
Yeah, poetry. Yeah, I'm from a comedy. You got more than the potentials, you know?
Well, it's a lot of people that say that they're spoken word artists. I'm a poet. You know, I'm not a spoken word artist. And
yeah, it is a difference, though, you know. I always say I'm a poet. I don't believe, I'm with
you know,
dog.
I can't memorize that stuff.
Me either.
Okay.
I feel you on that. And then it's like, I really would have to read my own stuff over and over and over and again to really make myself like I'm studying for school, because once it comes up, it comes out. And it's like right then and there. And sometimes for me, I get snippets one day, and it takes me days to finish, but I just hear it, and I just write that snippet down, and then it's like a puzzle, and then the pieces go right together, and I'm like, there it is.
Wow. Well,
it's the strangest thing.
You continue to, whatever your inspiration is, on whatever it is, you keep it up, man, because you're talented. Talented and gifted. How's your health now?
How's my health?
Yeah.
Since I don't have insurance, I've been the healthiest I've ever been. I don't run to the doctor all the time trying to get no pills because I can't afford them. I ain't been sick in 2 years.
It's a mind over matter. I'm telling you, I rarely get sick. I don't think sick. I'm not sick. I'm like, I don't get sick. And I don't. And I'm diagnosed diabetic, and I'm diagnosed, like, with kidney problems. And Robin tell you, I used to be in treatment, and I'm like, I got over that. I drink my water. Fuck that. I ain't sick. What? Sick what?
You're right. They pump fear in you, and then you break yourself down. And
right.
You
it's the placebo effect. Think about the placebo effect. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll give you sugar pills, and then it's a mind over matter thing. If that's the case, then it's in my mind, and you don't matter. I'm all right. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh, wait. I forgot. Hey. Stay on the line. I'm going to read one of my other poems because I forgot I wrote this. I wrote this one years ago. And, again, I'm going to credit my brother, Lou Lane. You know, he's a super producer out there in Cali doing his thing. Spiritual hit brother. He cool. You know, and I got to get him back on our music show. But, anyway, one day we were chatting. We just riding out doing something. And he was like, and I was just talking. He was like, you know, B, you cool, man. You real. He said, people see you and they see that you're just a beautiful person on the outside. He said, but that woman within, that's what they need to know. He said, that's the poem, though. I said, you write, though, yo. He's like, you need to write that. And just like you said, you know, my brother, you know, you wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote this like that. And this one is called The Woman Within.
Nice.
Hold on, I got to sip something because, you know, my mouth dry. Okay, this is The Woman Within. The Woman Without is enchanting, no doubt. But you can't even begin to know the woman within. An alluring face and sexy eyes, a captivating smile that can hypnotize, a well-shaped body with baby soft skin doesn't even compare to the woman within. A deeply spiritual woman with a very strong mind, a sensitive, pure soul, loving and kind, a true friend to the very end, but that's still only a glimpse of the woman within. A shoulder to lean on, your spirits I'll uplift, a phenomenal woman. I've been blessed with these gifts. Many want to know me, but don't know where to begin. You must first start with the woman within. Intelligent, witty, an unbreakable faith in God, truthful, self-confident, and it's not a facade. You're beautiful, you're sexy. Those words I hear all the time, but I'm only impressed when you look at my mind. you want to get to know me, there's only one place to begin. You must first fall in love with the woman within. That's what's up.
Okay.
That's
beautiful.
That's a hey. That's that toe sucking thing.
You know, didn't it?
Stupid. That's dancing with your soul right there.
You know, Vinny, you ought to change it. That's that toe sucking. We gonna let you go. We hear you having some little.
That's not me. Ain't nobody here with me.
Sydney, that's your little bad ass. You know what? You need to get the little sumo wrestler under control. Damn. You know what? Who run things around here? He over there talking about we run things. Things no run we.
Can I get y'all one more before I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
This is another one of those, like, this called That's My Hypothesis. Dark skies from overcast and negativity. If E equals MC squared, then how can I relate to the theory of relativity? I don't have the mind of Einstein, but I have the theories like Darwin, because my revolution will be evolutionized. I will rise like Hiroshima. America can't hold me down. I will split the color barrier like apartheid in Cape Town. You can't segregate my mind or integrate its mystiques. I'll clutch camels in Egypt like I was the Iron Sheik. Stand on top of the pyramid, still screaming, let my people go. I will shoot loudly, don't need a silencer for the job. I have a freedom of speech, will not be constitutionally robbed. My words and mind mandated from God. If you can assassinate Tupac and his words still rose against all odds, wait until I metamorphosize into the being I'll become. Storms raging from the middle passes, slave souls still scavenging a new land. You're feeling the wrath, yet you still don't understand. You can't predict or race against time. Judgment is at hand, and someone will pay the crime. That's just my hypothesis.
Oh, wait, I gotta get my clap back on. Hold on.
Yes, you go, boy.
Let me tell you, you just lyrically gifted, for real.
It's you.
You know, the analogies and everything, that's what I see is great poetry to me. You keep on. Like I said, keep in touch. Add me to your blog talk radio page so you can come back and know the show. Well, definitely when we do on our other shows and any poetry show, just come on.
I'll be back for all your shows.
All right, then. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't got nothing to do and I don't got no job. I'm here.
Okay.
That's it. Well, come on. Call. Even when we clown it, if you want to call it clown, we'll say, you know, Sydney's stupid.
Call me what you want, my nugget.
Hey, but on another serious tip, son of man, just by your testimony as to the things that you have been through, on our upcoming topic, I would love, you know, to have you as a guest again, because, you know, you have been through some things that you can share, you know, with others as far as your health, you know. We have a few health pills that I have in mind that I want to bring about, as well as drug use. And, you know, you have experience that you maybe can share with others and make them come to grips with, you know, with their own problems. And I would love to, you know, keep in touch with you and invite you on those if you're willing. Since you're not doing nothing but just chilling, right?
Come chill with us.
You can just chill with us and come back. And you got a lot to say, bro.
Okay, that's cool.
On a lot of different subjects, a lot of different, as what we would call issues, and you done lived it and you experience. So, thank you.
I appreciate y'all allowing me y'all time.
That's right. You ain't the last time.
That's right. You know, conversations with being raw. We here with Dea.
Alrighty.
All right, we're going to let you go now.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Love you, man.
Peace, bro. Peace.
Keep it up. One more applause.
That was just amazing.
For Chris.
Seriously.
One more applause for Chris.
Yeah, hold on.
Is that a man?
Sexy Chris!
Hold on.
It won't do it.
Oh, that's all right. Hold on.
Okay.
Go. All right, Vinny. Woo, yeah. You know?
Special effect, baby.
Doesn't take it up.
Dude is gifted, both of them.
You know, know, amazingly so. Amazingly so, man.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. And, you know, and a lot of people need to know they're not the only ones going through something. It's always someone that's going through something worse than you are. So sometimes that can uplift others. They'll, like, sit back and, like, damn, I'm going through this shit right here. But, damn, this sister, this brother, damn, they really going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So why in the hell I'm sitting here whining when I can really turn this thing around and do something about it?
Okay.
And that's what we got to do as we talk on subjects like this, to reach out to these folks and get them to understand y'all not the only ones going through something. We all got to come together on one accord and help one another to get through it. Don't sit here and say, well, I think Mona, well, I'm gonna deal with this. I'm going to take my damn life to hell. Hey.
You know, amen, Sydney. Amen.
And call and join in with conversations with B and Rob.
But what's it? Yeah, 347. Oh, wait, we have a switchboard problem. I ain't even gonna give out the number now because it went blank on me.
That's all right.
And it's not even back yet.
They check out your space.
But you know, I just want folks to realize. Now we get no, you know, y'all listen to us a clown and we tell a serious conversation. But people, please understand that each and every one of us have already been through it or going through it with each and everyday life with our spouse or our siblings or friends. So don't think our world is perfect. It's nowhere near perfect. But we able to assist others because of what we already on been through and where we're going.
You know, Confucius
so,
say, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others, not from his own.
Exactly.
Like you telling the truth, Confucius, on the real, because if you listen to the wise person that's been through it, hey, because I listen to my elders, I have some that's in my corner now, Miss Betty, my homegirl, Miss Fran, you know, I'm sorry, Fran, because she told me she's going to whip my ass if I call her Miss again, but she's the same age as my mother, so what am I to do? That's just how I was brought up. But, you know, they're my people, and I listen, when they talk, I listen, they've been through it. We're talking ladies in their 50s. So if somebody's been there and lived through it and they still looking good and still doing the do, hey, I'm listening to you. And I wasn't even trying to rhyme with that.
But, Bridget, but mm-hmm. also I want to make another statement because I know this is supposed to be an adult program,
mm-hmm.
but you know how we was when we were teenagers. So I know we do have teenagers. We have kids
you know they are.
On this listening. But we also would like to reach out to you kids because As myself, and I'm pretty sure Robin Bridge can vouch for this as well as what they probably went through as teenagers. I know it's rough once you get a certain age in life. You feel like your parents don't care or they don't understand or why. But believe me, when you get grown, kids, when you get grown, you're going to reflect back on this. You're going to be like, damn, I wish I would have listened to Mom, or damn, I wish I would have listened to Dad. So if you want to express yourself or you want some type of guidance, please call in to us and we'll be more than happy to give you the proper advice that we can best give you. Myself, I have 12 years of counseling working with teenagers in mental health, drug rehab, or just family service. But, hey, my advice is there. It's free. So feel free if you feel like you're being pressured by peers or whatever to call in. We'll be more than happy to talk to you. My sister here have a BA in psychology. My friend B here is going back to school. She's getting ready to get hers. So we all
I got a motherfucker PhD in LIFE. A PhD in LIFE. That's what I got. Yeah, on the real, let me tell you, what did Sade say? I've already paid for all of my futures. I ain't even done shit yet, and I done paid for that. So let me tell you what I know. I ain't talking about what I heard. I'm talking about what I know. I'm going to tell you, you know. Oh, you know, not to get off, so, you know, we on the whole psychology approach. You know who you guys that I fell in love with just watching some reality TV? That,
Martin?
Huh?
Go ahead.
What's the girl name? I don't forgot her name, Rob. Help me out here. The little singer girl. That's a shame. Keisha Cole.
Oh, yes.
Man, I applaud that young lady right there.
Yes, yes, Lord.
For
yes,
breaking
yes.
generational curses. You do the damn thing. You are a beautiful soul, you know. And I was like, well, I had me crying and shit at the TV.
Oh, yeah, I watched
you know,
that
at every
reunion,
you have done a beautiful thing
yeah.
despite the things life has thrown at you. you have kept on keeping on. You know, man, that is it. And I applaud people like that. You know, you don't use excuse that, oh, I was raped. Oh, I was molested. Oh, I didn't have no food. Oh, I didn't have no home. Okay, that happened. Let me keep on. Yeah, cry. Let me keep on. Let me try to make a difference in somebody else's life so it don't happen to them. Let me try to make the heal the wounds that's in my family now. Girl, you're going to continue to keep blessed. You keep on the right path. That's on the real.
Yes.
That is on the real. I don't know how much time we got left, you guys, because my switchboard is jacked, so I ain't even going to worry about it. But I'm going to read my last poem before it close out, and then we'll talk some more on the psychology thing. But, Sydney, don't drool, because I did promise a couple of my MySpace fellas that I would read this poem for them. Parallel Universe. So I got to get my voice together. Sydney, I got to get that voice that you love.
Oh, please do. Please do. I need it right now.
Hello.
I get in the bed at night. Woo-woo.
You stupid. Okay.
See, that was just too much information.
He did. He always gives it. I'm used to it now. It don't fade me no more. He always do that. Okay. This is called Parallel Universe. And what inspired this poem was a dream. You know, my dream, I'm old-fashioned. I know, and I do believe in soulmates. And I believe that mine is out there, you know, somewhere, waiting, looking for me. You know, and this
I'm
is
waiting.
Just,
I'm looking. Come on.
You stupid. See, I'm trying to be serious. And you fucking with me, man. Okay.
Go ahead.
Parallel Universe. I woke up, and you weren't there. Yet the scent of you lingers in the morning air. I can still feel your breath caressing my skin. So intoxicating. Got my head in a spin. Perfectly suited. Our bodies intertwine. The sensual music playing is only in my mind. Our lovemaking akin to a symphony. Our body's rhythm creating the perfect melody. Each strong thrust of your hips elevated me to supreme bliss. This nirvana began with a curious kiss. And when you gently kissed my first and then my second set of lips, I surrendered completely, no longer able to resist. Your indoctrination of me, so raw, so bold. Your love satisfied my very soul. My spirit, it seems, is on an eternal quest, waiting for this man in my dreams to manifest. And until my dreams become reality, each night in my dreams it is you I see. This won't be the last time, for it isn't the first, that we've altered time and space in this parallel universe.
That's it. A-R-B.
Huh?
Oh, I know right about now when you said that second set of lips, you got my tongue salivating.
You stupid.
Damn.
Stupid. And all that, that's all he could pick out, though.
You know, he was lost. Right after that, it was over. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I didn't say the second set of lips. She said that. And I'm about to get real X-rated here. And I'm taking everything in my phone.
I can't do this
X-rated
right now.
When I see you in person, I got to say that shit to you. Wait.
I'm scared.
Rob, your friend ain't right, man. Your friend ain't right. B, you know you ain't right.
Don't tell nobody my secrets, man.
God,
you know, I got, and big up Freddie the poet, you know, my Gemini brother from my MySpace page. He be calling me out because he a Gemini too. And, you know, he just come in there and be like, you know what you doing, don't you, man? I know because I'm a Gemini. And I'm like, don't be telling people nothing. Don't be calling me out like that. What I do.
Hmm.
I tell you, I can teach. I'll teach a class on seduction and tease.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's best friend, Mike, and big up Uncle Mike. Hey, Uncle Mike, big brother Mike. Mike was like, man, I don't know what Paul did to train you, but that's the most dangerous thing he did to the world.
okay?
He done put a pimp out there for real.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, y'all not understanding. my little sister sat back all quiet and shit, but believe me, her and this Negro right here on the same level. They'll turn a motherfucker out, and I'm trying to help you, man.
I don't know what you talking about.
Don't do it.
Robin.
I like the Kama Sutra teachings.
Look, Robin. No, let me put, look. The views of the guests on this show are by no means.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I plead the fifth. I don't know what Sydney's talking about.
Yeah.
You know what he's
hey,
talking
y'all,
about?
Speaking of Kama Sutra, while I was in Books a Million, and you know my old little freaky self, I wound up over in the sex ed. Boy, they got a Kama Sutra book. It was showing the massages and the positions. Girl, they got some new shit out there, man. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to come back and buy this book. Matter of fact, I can go buy that motherfucker tomorrow.
Ain't
but, boy, look at him.
Sydney, you just ain't talked to me in a while. I'm going to just school you. I'm going to have to just call you off the air and just school
man,
you.
Man, hey, y'all, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and start scratching and shit so I don't mess
you
when I get
up early. You stupid. Somebody needs to invent a portable swing for Sydney.
Stop.
Hey, y'all, hey, and speaking of swings, boy, I saw that swing, boy, that they have in one of those adult stores.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, ooh, man, look at here, y'all, you can do some shit with that swing.
I know.
I like what bridge you got one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boy, and you skinny and skinny, too, boy. Ooh, I can, ooh, I bet you, ooh, y'all be cool, Lord.
Shut up, Sid.
We know. Sweet chariot. Coming for the carry.
Hey, you got, did you buy them pillows? The intimidator pillows and the liberator pillows?
Don't need them.
That arch your back where you don't hurt that back, but you be real comfortable with that thing and pop up there. Yes,
look, I take yoga. I don't need them.
Hey, y'all guys, I'm trying to tell y'all again. My younger sister and this Negro here could do some things with them bones, them legs. Man, make your shit.
You just
get got down goosebumps looking like, God damn, that shit got to hurt. These are some.
See, hold on. Let's let people know. This is because Robin was in gymnastics.
Yeah.
And I've taken yoga and I've been known to be a dance hall queen on the reggae floor. So, I'm limber. That's what he means.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, you mess around, you get between them legs you want, boy, and she mess around and pop that bone one way and make you slip on in that deeper, boy, you're in trouble, you're going to lose your mind.
But everybody's not entitled to that, you know. You can't make any and anybody's seed going into you, you know.
And not
you're
only
right,
that.
You're right.
I'm married.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Shoot, I'm abstinent. You can't make anybody and anybody's seed go into you. And my sentiment, as long as I have a strong right hand, I don't have a need of a no good man. Hey, now.
You know
that's
what?
Right. Amen. Hey, go on, girl.
There's another poem. Hallelujah.
Okay. Hey, how did Medea say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. You got to have my daughter who just turned 10 pick up Melina, you know, and she's doing great in her piano lessons, by the way, everybody. Woo, woo.
All right.
You know.
But I just want to send a shout out, though, to everybody. Chris. I know you listen. You probably still listen to this, but we just clowning. Don't pay me no attention. I'm not a real freak. I'm a gentleman.
Yes, you are. Stop lying. Crack, crack. I wish I had a lightning sound on this shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Scooch over, y'all, so you don't get hit by the lightning that's going to hit Sydney's ass. Tell me he's not a real freak now. No. God damn.
Even better, we need a liar.
You know, and if you're just listening in, yes, it's poetry night, but I've lost the switchboard, so my other callers are pretty much, they can't call in, so it's just us, and we clowning now. We don't care.
What happened to the switchboard?
It went out on me after I that's the fucking Blog Talk. That's all I can say. It's Friday night and it get crunk and I guess we blew it the fuck up. I don't know.
But I'm gonna tell you like this, I just want these people to know this thing that my sister that B and my sister have going. I'm telling you, this thing's gonna blow up, y'all. I just want you to keep your eyes and ears open. And just keep listening. Y'all going to, I truly believe, and I'm claiming this, I can see them
all
being
right
on the network. They're going to be on extra live air. I can see this coming.
It has to be on Showtime because they allow weed smokers like us. For real.
But
I got to be me. Oh.
This thing will get. What happened?
No, we went off live, but we're still streaming. That means we're still recording, so we can still talk.
Maybe cut that up.
All right, Rob messed up. All right, so thanks everybody for listening in. Peace, love, and happiness.
Yes,
thank you. Somebody, look, Son of Man just said, damn, the sound is gone. They mad because we gone. We'll be back on Monday with something new. Love y'all. Peace.
Love you, Chris. Peace.
Yeah, thank you.